name Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
And you're listening to
Same Brain Podcast.
Roll that intro. Wasn't that amazing? Didn't you love that little song?
Could you believe it? That was incredible. That was great. Professional.
Tyler picked that out.
This is our fourth podcast.
Fourth?
I believe so.
We did two this week, so we basically doubled our podcast episodes this week.
That is extremely impressive. I just feel like there's so much happening all the time, and like we are here to cover all of it.
Fun little things here that you guys requested on Twitter that we talk about, but we need to first talk about what we have in front of us. So this podcast started kind of out of quarantine. I was like, this will be so fun. Let's start a podcast. I want to shoot it just on my iPad, and I've got these cool mics, and then it's just, I want all of the gear. Now I'm getting like podcast obsessed. I'm going down these crazy rabbit holes of all of the insane equipment that we could have for our podcast.
I mean, we have monitoring headphones. We've got this Rodecaster in front of us. There's buttons that we can push.
Yeah, but don't push. No push.
Just push one, but don't
push the one that I don't want you to push because it's so loud in my head.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'll push another one.
Oh.
Welcome to Same Brain.
Wow. What's this one do?
That's
the crickets. That's
the crickets.
But it's crazy. I've been researching all of this stuff, and this is sort of just a temporary setup that we're borrowing from a friend. So thank you.
It's great, though. It's a lot of fun. So we're still trying to figure things out. But I think so far I've heard very good feedback on the fact that we're just getting better in our podcasting.
Oh, I mean, have you seen those iTunes? It's not iTunes anymore. Apple Podcast. Oh, my gosh. I just went back to the future. Like
past?
Back to the past, yes.
Back to the future. Anyway, okay, so today Same Brain, we've got some topics we want
to talk about.
You still want to talk about the reviews.
They were so good.
Should we start off each episode by reading some of them?
Yes, they were actually incredible. I mean, there was one review, they gave us 5 stars. They said they've never really listened to podcasts before, so obviously they know this is the best.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying to find the reviews.
I mean, you go and you look at them.
I was reading them earlier, but now I'm having...
Jenna was sending me some screenshots. I was like, wow.
Okay. People are really enjoying it. Maybe we'll be more prepared for next time.
Will we, though?
Here we go.
Let's not set our expectations too high.
Okay, here we go. Oh my gosh, we have 5 stars.
How many reviews do we have?
186 reviews.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so good at podcasting. You keep me entertained and your positive attitude is amazing. Keep up the good work. Hashtag Same Brain.
Oh my goodness.
Another one. Wow. I forgot to read the last title. This is awesome. This title is wow. Oh my God, this is amazing. I listened to one episode and I was immediately intrigued. This is awesome, guys. Keep it up. I will be back every Saturday to listen to this.
You know what?
Oh no, I hit the wrong one.
Whoa. What? Oh, no.
There's a clapping.
No, these are, yay.
Okay.
Every Saturday. We have to do this every Saturday now.
We do.
Remember
when I couldn't find the clapping button? Okay. Anyway, so we will be reading some reviews because it's fun. Thank you guys for all the positivity.
I can't believe we have that many reviews, first of all. I didn't even think anybody was listening.
And if you have any negative feedback, you can tweet it to us.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know because we actually do need the feedback because this is honestly something that we just started just to have fun and have fun. I like having fun.
I also like having fun. You know what, Justine? You know what's fun?
What?
Rumors about new tech.
What do you want?
Consoles.
Are you looking at the document that I had prepared?
I am looking at the document, Justine, and it looks like there may have been a little bit of a leaked, some rumors, yeah, Xbox related.
Xbox. It's the code name is Lockhart, which is kind of interesting. So obviously you guys know about the Xbox Series X that should be out this holiday. It will be out. Who knows?
You never know.
You really don't know.
It's expected. It has been announced holiday 2020, which is just around the corner. But yeah,
Around the river bend?
No, it's around the corner.
It's around the corner. Okay.
But there's been leaked information about a cheaper and less power next gen Xbox console,
which I think is interesting. So this would be something that I would imagine would come out after the original console that would come out at the end of the year. And I think it makes sense because they're saying here that a lot of people don't have 8K televisions. They don't have the TV to really, you know, use all of what the newest Xbox will have. So this gives you an option to have a lower end model that still will be able to play the games. I mean, honestly, it's crazy because you really don't have to have the best of everything, you know? Even though I feel like as a tech reviewer, we're always reviewing the latest and greatest tech when really you don't necessarily need it.
I mean, I was posting 8K videos when I was doing the Samsung review and watching it back in Safari.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, wait a minute. You can't even watch like 4K.
So it's a lot of this content is future-proofing. And I mean, obviously this isn't something that I think everyone will get day one. So having this as a potential option later on is pretty exciting. So it says the Xbox Series One is expected to be an absolute beast of a console capable of playing video games 4K, 60 frames a second, expected to have a 1 terabyte solid state drive. And like a ton of different specs here, which I feel like a lot of people have already covered this stuff. But me and Jenna are both huge Xbox fans.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing so many video games in quarantine. It's kind of crazy.
This whole quarantine thing has been interesting. And I've been just talking to even a lot of my friends. And the expectation of WWDC, I think for all of us, like they surpassed all of the expectations that we had set.
Yeah,
you think so? Yeah. Well,
it was a really, really good. I think they did a really, really good job. So I feel like I like to have low expectations both in life and just in general. So you know, it's a lot harder to be disappointed and let down.
If you're listening to this, I just took a sip of.
She took a sip. Make sure you keep your mouth close to the microphone when you look at me. Just a small tilt. Mouth close to the microphone. We're still learning. But Justine is all like fish out of water. Like,
wow. Well, because I want to get away from it. Start yelling or something like this. So I'm not yelling in your ears.
You can do that. That's okay. But
how does this sound if I'm yelling like this? I'm yelling. Can you hear me still?
It's confusing because I hear you in my headset, but also next to me. Just keep your mouth close to the microphone.
I'm getting yelled at.
No. You're getting... Okay. Educated.
Back to expectations for WWDC. Because this is something, you know, having been to WWDC, you've also been to Apple events. What I love so much about it is the fact that it did feel like they really made an inclusive event. So I think this is like setting the bar for the rest of sort of how tech events and how products will be released, which is something that Apple is usually, you know, known for. Like, we want to do a presentation like Apple, like make me look like Steve Jobs or something like that. And that's difficult to do, really.
I mean, personally, like, I love all the digital stuff and I feel like I saw a lot of creators too. They're like, this was great. I watched it and then I immediately could film about it. Mm-hmm. Like you weren't traveling and you weren't like, where am I going to film this? How am I going to film this? It's obviously nice to get hands on, but it's like also not traveling. You save a lot of money, a lot of time. You don't really get to, you know, meet as many people and see all your friends, but I feel like it all has the pros and cons. So it's definitely going to be interesting to see what the future is like.
Yeah, I think there'll be like smaller, more exclusive events, which I think are fine, but like traveling just around the world to just like, you know, see a new phone or something, it's exhausting.
And it's expensive.
Extremely expensive. You know, not only for us, and a lot of times these brands and companies are also covering that. Like that could be used for something else.
For sure. Yeah. It's definitely interesting how I feel like everyone has also, I mean, it's kind of like that adapt or die mentality, but I feel like all these companies and a lot of people have quickly adapted and like pretty well. I mean, not everyone, but
it's also interesting because as a YouTuber and a content creator for a very long time, that's basically the mentality that we've always had to have. It's like you have to adapt the algorithm, you have to change, like people aren't into this. And I think we've seen that very much over the past couple of years, more specifically, where you know your content has to grow up. You have to change and adapt as the platforms change and just be willing to kind of go with it. And I think that takes a certain type of person really. Because a lot of people are very structured.
I hate change. It's terrifying. I don't like change.
Really?
No. Do not like it at all. Do not like change.
Why am I just finding out about this now? Did we need to do a podcast that Jenna doesn't like change?
I do not like change at all. It's just, I'm like, I guess you get stuck in your way. It's comfortable. It's familiar. And I'm like, oh my God, change.
Really? Like, what's
I don't like it.
What is something that has changed like, that you didn't like?
Like moving is also, like, what if I don't like it? What if I move and I don't, I mean, like, just change your location. I don't know. I don't like change.
Okay. I don't like it, but I also love it. Like when I start getting a little too comfortable, I'm like, I need to do something and I completely destroy whatever it is that I'm doing and I go do something else.
That is true. That is very true. I can like, definitely vouch for that.
I think it was, if you remember when I moved a long time ago, it was whenever we were shooting a video and I like caught my kitchen on fire and we had to use a fire extinguisher. Has anybody out there ever had to use a fire extinguisher and what the mess it creates?
Well, I used it on you. So yes, it's very, very messy.
We had to leave. We left.
Yeah. You were looking to go anyway.
But. Yeah, but it was like a perfect time. I'm like, great, destroy this. Let's move on. But
I mean, we cleaned it.
We did.
Well, did you get your deposit back?
I mean, I probably didn't even ask for it back because I didn't deserve it.
You didn't trash the place, though.
No, I didn't. Do you remember? Should we talk? do you remember
the one night at the
yeah, the place?
We're not gonna talk, wait.
The location? Yes.
Yeah.
The place that.
Talk about it. I can't talk about it. I'm not ready. She's not ready. Maybe this will be in episode 100.
Oh my
we're gonna
God.
Move on.
Episode 100 will tell you about the time.
We're gonna move on.
The
okay. Time. All right. Anyway.
Whoa. Okay.
So adapt or die. Great.
Adapt or die.
So
Animal Crossing, there is a summer update and
holy moly.
I'm incredibly excited. But here's the thing. I'm on the Southern Hemisphere and this is like a summer update.
You can start over.
I will not. I think I've hit 600 hours at this point. I'm not done.
Wow.
We're not doing that. So in the new update, you'll be able to swim and dive and find new. So this is coming actually in July.
July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
It's right after July 2nd, which I have a car appointment.
Oh my gosh.
It's my only plans of 2020 as of now. I have no plans except my car appointment and Animal Crossing.
I have a haircut finally on the 29th.
You didn't trust me to give you another trim?
No, you know, that was disgusting.
Yeah, so you can
swimming, diving, and wetsuits. For the first time ever in Animal Crossing, you'll be able to swim in the ocean surrounding your island using a wetsuit. The sea is yours to explore. By diving, you can discover new... I can't read.
I was just going to hit the button.
You guys can't see our buttons. We've got this little...
You can kind of see it if you're watching the YouTube video.
Oh, yeah. We have a YouTube channel. We both have YouTube channels.
You do?
Do you have one?
Uh-huh.
Cool. You guys should check that out. It's all new content.
It's my name, Jenny Zarek. Okay.
So
you
just
got a scallop.
Like the fish and bugs, these new sea creatures can be donated to the museum. Great. Because let me tell you what.
He is about to get on that.
I have been going to that freaking museum every day with all my fossils, and Blathers is like,
he's like, I don't want this. I'm like, could you please tell me what you want then? Because
what
why
want?
Am I wasting my time? And why do these fossils keep appearing?
Why do they keep appearing if I already have them?
I don't know. That's why we had fossil swap, but I've just given up. I'm like, just going to sell it, be done with it, and move on.
So,
but I will say I've been getting very bored of Animal Crossing.
Well, yeah, because how many hours have you played?
Like 400.
Okay, exactly. That's a long freaking time.
I did a villager hunt the other day, and then I just recently was like, I haven't played in 5 days. I should probably check on my villager. I got Marshall. Marshall came to my island.
I have played, let's see.
I don't have
let's
my Switch
see.
Here.
I'm just curious. 595 hours or more.
Or more. We're going to round up to 600 hours.
Yeah. But with the new update, you'll be able to buy the wetsuit. It'll be sold at Nook's Cranny after the update.
Of course you have to buy it.
Well, yeah, of course. And then there's Pascal. Say how you will. It looks like you can meet him out in the middle of the ocean. He's a little otter.
Oh, wow. An otter.
An otter.
But look at all the new mermaid DIY recipes. I'm obsessed with the mermaid furniture, the seashells. Like, that actually is really, really cool. So I'm very excited about that.
Did you see that there's an alternate version of Gulliver?
Yes.
Pirate Gulliver. Look at him.
So what's going to happen? I mean, I feel like there has to be some type of thing for people who are in the Southern Hemisphere. Are you...
I think they'll just let us have the update as well.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Ooh, it's winter, though. It's going to be cold.
Gulliver.
Polar plunge.
I don't like the storyline of Gulliver. Like, how many times are you going to lose your stupid pieces? And how many times are they going to come pick you up? And how many times do I have to fix your freaking communicator device?
He's a drunk, washed-up bird. Drunk on the beach.
This says, we're guessing that it could be some pirate furniture. Because Pascal used to give out in past Animal Crossing games. Oh, a free snorkel after updating? It's a small thing, but according to a Japanese Nintendo website, a free wearable snorkel item will be distributed as a thank you gift for updating.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Look at it!
That's cute.
Oh.
How are you going to jump?
Did you see that one video that I sent that Ed also sent me?
But like, do you hit like A? Like, do you run and like hit A?
I don't know, man.
Well, I guess we'll find out next week.
We will
have a follow-up podcast.
Oh, you better believe
about
it. There's a summer update number 2 coming.
My birthday.
Oh my gosh, what is this? I didn't even read.
Fireworks.
There are fireworks. August Fireworks Festival.
Don't you think that would have been for the July update for 4th of July?
Yeah, but I think this is a worldwide thing, so I don't think maybe they didn't.
That is true. That is true.
So this looks like the Fireworks Festival is in August with Wave 2. Oh.
That is very, very exciting.
Yeah, so this is, oh my goodness, I am so hyped.
This can't be any worse than the egg. When they introduced the eggs, the bunny day, all the furniture. They introduced that way too early and it was just overwhelming and it was too much.
It really was.
I was like, I'm so sick of these eggs, like
awful.
In the water, Did you know that tomorrow or today is the bug off?
Bug off, yeah, but guess what? Guess who doesn't have a bug off? Me. I don't have the bug off until November on the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, I have the bug off. I will be streaming it. Because I played today.
Wait.
And I was so confused when KK Slider was there today.
Why? Oh, because he's not having the bug off.
Because it was, I thought, that I was like, is today Saturday? Did I miss an entire day?
Get this. What? I can come to your island and we can compete in the bug off and I can help you because it'll accumulate the points.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, oh my God. Should we do a dual stream?
Yes, we will. We're going to have a bug off stream.
I love this. Okay, we're going to do that. Oh, yay. Hello. Thank you. We're here. Bug off.
I need to work on my transition there. I don't know what the buttons are.
There's something else I wanted to talk to you about. This is a Nintendo game. It's called a Jump Rope Challenge.
Oh.
So I haven't played it yet, but I downloaded it. So I don't want to do it now, but you take the Joy-Cons and you jump rope. It's a free game. You can download it. And it was made by, I think, some Nintendo developers who wanted to get people up and moving during quarantine.
I love that.
Yeah, so we should download this and do a challenge.
We can stream it.
We actually could. Let me see. Jump Rope Challenge. We can do this together. Jump rope challenge. I mean, with everybody, like the audience.
That is true. Oh, I hit the mic with my hand.
It's okay. I, you know.
Somebody take the buttons away from me.
Grab those Joy-Con controllers and get jumping.
Get jumping.
You jump rope virtually and you watch the on-screen counter increase with each successful hop. You're a little bunny. Isn't this cute?
It is actually really, really cute.
For those who aren't able to jump or are worried about disturbing the downstairs neighbors, players can bend their knees or move their arms to play the game without creating any noise.
Very nice. Very thoughtful. You know what I was playing today on stream? Mario Kart 8.
No way. Oh my God. Remember my birthday party?
Yes. Well, it's cool because you can create a tournament and then everyone can come and join. And so I was playing with everyone online and I am terrible. Well, terrible.
Here's the thing. Some of these people are so good.
Well, they're good at everything and I'm so just like... good. Trash. So
I thought
I'm excited
good.
for the jump rope.
And fun. Then I realized I wasn't.
Yeah, I'm really not good at it. Okay,
I'm drinking yerba mate. Drinking. Sorry, this is my first yerba of the day. Usually, I've had one by now.
That's a very bad habit.
But I saved it for the podcast, so I can have a simple sip. Sip break.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. Great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. So we still talking about jump roping, or should we move on to some other stuff like Pokemon?
Oh, okay.
I hit the microphone again.
It's fine. Oh my goodness. So this article came up when I was looking for Pokemon Go because I feel like they were supposed to relaunch Pokemon Go. But do you remember how much fun we had?
Yes. We were walking like 20 miles a day.
Like that one day, we didn't wear sunscreen and we walked all around Santa Monica, down to the pier, all around everywhere. And remember we went to this one restaurant and we thought that it was a place that like you would potentially... maybe go into and never come out of again, but there was a Pokestop there. So yes. We ended up going into this restaurant and it ended up being like the most incredible thing ever.
Yeah, I do remember that. I also remember we would wake up at 6 a.m. to go to the Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah, because nobody would be there. And here's another thing is...
No, there would be a lot of people there.
At 6 a.m., that's why we went early.
It was people collecting Pokemon.
Yes, but it was also kind of scary. Well, I guess depending upon how you look at it, because everybody was collecting Pokemon, but then everybody also... A lot of people knew who we were too.
Oh yeah, there was
that. Then we would end up going out and there'd be like swarms of people that were like, "Oh my God, Justine, John, what are you guys doing?"
I mean,
like, what do you think we're doing?
A bunch of kids playing Pokemon. We're like, "These are our people."
Yeah,
this is great.
So it was really fun. And then, oh my God, we walked miles.
We would walk at least 10 miles a day. And then the one time there was like coyotes and like the security's like, "You gotta be careful. There's coyotes here." I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna go back inside." But yeah, that was a really good time.
This article, it's Pokemon Go Grandpa plays with 64 phones on his bike. Like, look at this picture, Jenna.
I'm looking at it. First off, how do you have that many phones?
Okay,
you might not even have 64 phones.
This right here, this first picture that we're looking at, it's only 11 phones, okay?
Oh.
And when we scroll down, look at this. This is the most, like, I am jealous because this is how we need to do phone reviews.
It basically looks like a peacock of phones. Like,
it does.
It's a peacock's tail, like, in your, that's insane. That's absolutely insane. How does he even?
So amazing. His
how does
new
he charge
rig
them all?
For 64 phones attached to be a pier that looks like a bicycle. It says there are slots for 8 more phones, bringing the total to 72.
Wow. That is dedication.
He apparently rarely battles with other creators because he does not want to overwhelm players with his competitive advantage.
Oh my. Well, that's kind of him. What is the benefit of having that many phones?
Well, I mean, I think he's playing with like so many different accounts. And then this is one of the comments on Facebook. They were concerned. They're like, how does he reach the phones at the top row? What happens if he hits his brakes too fast? Oh, they actually are calling it the Peacock.
Oh, the Peacock. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
How?
That's insane. I love funny. It. What if he gets robbed?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I feel
I'm worried now about him.
I think he's okay. He's been doing this since the game came out. It says he went viral in 2018.
Okay. Where is this? Where is this?
This is in Taiwan, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. If it was in the United States, he'd probably get robbed. He's probably okay in Taiwan.
This is so, I mean, it's amazing.
Got a lot of crime over here, but that's really cool. Good for him. I love that.
I forget what else I was going to talk about. Because why did I even start searching for Pokemon Go? I don't remember.
Well, they just announced something new about Pokemon, but I'm not actually sure what it is. So I'm not going to talk about it because I don't know.
Well, let me just do a quick search here.
Okay, yeah.
Just
Pokemon.
Jenna just wants me to search for Pokemon.
There's new Pokemon news.
I never really got into Pokemon until Pokemon Go, which is not really a good introduction.
That's why I don't think we should talk about Pokemon because we only played Pokemon Go and we don't really know much about it.
Speaking of things that we shouldn't talk about that we don't know anything about until today, I can't believe this is the day that I first listened to BTS.
Well, so I've listened to them before.
But I have not. Why did nobody tell me that they're incredible?
I mean, millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people have been telling people that they're incredible.
But I don't know. Like, so here's, this is, I think my problem is like, I get super into stuff. So I try to like avoid things that I know I'm going to be like super into, like World of Warcraft, because I know that would have probably ruined my life.
Probably.
But like, for some reason, I just never, I was like, BTS. So good. And the reason that I decided to finally go and listen to BTS is because Samsung did a collaboration with BTS for one of their new phones, the S20 Plus.
It looks very, very good. Like,
this is the phone that I wanted.
It's like a purplish pinkish color.
It's so great. And there's little hearts on it.
They also did the buds as well, I believe. Yeah.
Yes, the Galaxy Buds.
Oh my gosh.
But can we talk about how good BTS is?
Yes, just that's why millions of people like them.
I think it's even more than millions. What?
Hundreds of millions.
Millions.
Billions.
I'm so upset that it's taken me this long.
I'm sorry, but hey, you know what? It's never too late. Better late than never.
So here's what I need from BTS fans is I need to know like what I need to know. Like what do I need to know? I need like a crash course. Like what are the best songs? Like who are your favorite members? Like I need to do research.
I mean, now that they're like political activists too, like all the stuff that's happening in like the political world that they're, you know, maybe
our dad said we're not allowed to talk about politics.
No, we're not talking about politics. He said we're not allowed, but I'm just saying like it's very interesting how, you know, they're reacting and handling things getting involved.
No, but what is interesting is I think they also are doing a really great job of like burying like terrible things that are being promoted on Twitter as well.
Yeah.
So they're like supporting it with, you know, like funny, do you say GIFs or GIF?
I say Jeff.
Okay, me too. I guess
that's because we're related.
Same brain.
No, that's the wrong one.
That's so freaking loud. What's the one over here?
Spooky.
Oh, I love that. We're going to have to use that for Halloween. Spooky season. What were you talking about?
I don't know.
Same brain. I don't know. Same brain.
Wow. Using their platform for good.
I think that's great. And, not to get political, I'm not going to, but I think voting is something that is extremely important. So I just checked to make sure I was registered to vote. Guess what?
You aren't?
I am.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Cool.
I'm ready.
We are so ready.
We are not going to say anything else. But you know what else I realized? It's very important to vote. I did a Twitch poll the other day, and it was, do I keep this villager or do I keep going? And it was off by one vote. One vote.
Really?
I go, see, everyone, this is why your vote matters, because if you would have been one other one, it would have been tied. Two, you would have won. It was just voting is important.
Another thing that you should do that is going into that is researching.
Oh, yeah.
So going back to the Twitch poll, which this is
very important, Twitch poll.
My Twitch poll was, do I use a wooden floor for my arcade area or do I stick to the stone?
I picked wooden. I liked your wooden one better.
Well, guess what? Once I put the wooden down, all the people that voted for wooden were like, wow, I think that I like the other one better. So if they would have researched.
How do you, well,
I
know, yeah.
This is stupid. It's dumb. I like the wooden actually.
The wood looks good. The stone was too much. I agree. Well, anyway. Okay.
Look at this phone. It's perfect. It's so freaking beautiful. Like, look at this little heart right there.
It's really, really good. I'm hoping that we can maybe get a little hands-on. Hopefully. We'll see.
I mean, it looks amazing. Like, look at the box. You guys can't see listening.
They're listening.
So it has like the Samsung box, if you've seen the previous version, but it has little hearts around it, like on the front. It's beautiful.
Yeah. You can pre-order. When is it released?
It is, let me click the pre-order button. And we're still, I would have this information soon. For you had I done research. Let me add it to my cart and see what happens. Oh, let me just ship it to my house.
We aren't sure when it's going to be out, but stop.
I'm shipping it to my house right now, Jenna. Samsung BTS.
You were typing aggressively on the keyboard. Nothing was happening.
It says it's going to be July 9th. July 9th,
soon.
Everybody.
That is very soon. Okay, cool.
I need a sip.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. All right, well, do you want to move on and talk about Amazon?
Oh, yeah. Tyler added this one to the list.
Tyler. He has
Tyler,
added.
Tyler, say hi. Woo!
He has wooed.
He has wooed.
So, Amazon agreed to pay more than $1.2 billion for the company. What is the company? Amazon to buy Zoox and a move toward self-driving cars.
I'm super fascinated by the whole self-driving car initiative.
Let me tell you what. Me too, because since quarantine and people haven't been driving and like now they're starting to drive again, there has been so many more accidents. Like, I don't know if people have like forgotten how to drive or if they're just like, I don't know, but there's been so many accidents. So how will self-driving cars, you know, maybe
be safer?
Be safer and prevent a lot of these accidents.
Well, and like a lot of things too, like with Tesla, it's self-driving in quotes, but like you have to still be paying attention. And a lot of people aren't. They're doing a lot of dumb things.
Well, it's easy to get distracted. It's like, oh, you look down your phone just thinking like, oh, my car will handle it. But like, no. Although when I was in Germany for the BMW, like doing like all of their like self-driving car, like tests and stuff, it was really, really fascinating. Of course, they had like their little course that you went on, but like an actual pedestrian crossed the road in front of like our course.
Oh my gosh.
And like the car recognized them and like stopped. And the guy was like, oh, that wasn't part of the, you know, it wasn't part of the thing, but good to know this technology is working.
And so Jen and I are both from around the Pittsburgh area. And what's interesting, I keep saying things are interesting because I get super interested in things. But anyway, that seems to be my catchphrase as of lately to give me some time to think about what I'm going to say next.
You always got to think about what you're going to say next.
Carnegie Mellon is based in Pittsburgh, and it's an extremely incredible school for, you know, a lot of really great tech comes out of that. Most notably, they do a lot with self-driving cars. And back when I first graduated from college, or right before, I did an internship with CMU doing a bunch of like web design stuff. And we did this small little project on one of their first autonomous cars. It was like this, I forget what the name of it was, but it was one of the first ones that they had come out with. So it was like so revolutionary at the time. This was like 2004.
Okay, that's a long time ago.
It's
like 16 years ago.
So I just Googled to see what CMU was up to. And this is the Carnegie Mellon self-driving car by NavLab. It's a series of autonomous and semi-autonomous vehicles developed by the Robotics Institute in the School of Carnegie Mellon. Look at this.
I was just going to read it.
It drove itself almost all the way from Pittsburgh to San Diego.
That's insane.
That is so crazy. When was that?
I'm readjusting my headset. Okay. I don't know. That said, it was updated like 5 days ago.
Here it is. It's so DARPA. That was the first little, I think, the section of where they were doing a lot of that stuff. But this is so cool. Man, I don't know. Like, I've never had a Tesla. Like,
I haven't either.
Everyone keeps asking why I haven't bought one, and I don't really have an answer. Because you would think that ridiculously tech obsessed that I would have one.
Well, it's just crazy too. It's like if you get a Tesla, something else is going to come out. Like back to like the BMW stuff, like doing all that, like experiencing what I was experiencing. It was so cool because it could register the stoplights. So it was able to say like, okay, this is a red light. And like, if it would turn green, it would be able to sense using like the LiDAR and radar, it would sense if like, make sure that it was good to go. So it gets a notification that it turned green and it would basically start driving for you on the route.
Well, and that's the best part about it is I was also reading some stuff about people talking about how they originally got their first Tesla and how much better it is now because you're getting these over the air updates. It's like you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
You can now do a million other things that you couldn't do yesterday.
I mean, they can literally make your car faster just by doing an update.
I know.
It's like, it's crazy to think about. Like, no, I don't have to go to the, you know, the shop. I don't have to take my car in. I just do an update and it changes it.
I do feel like a lot of people have a lot of issues with their Tesla that they don't like to really talk about. Which it seems to be like they're always in the shop or they're always getting this fixed. But I think what Tesla has done, you know, they really have pushed the entire initiative forward. So it is exciting.
Well, I mean, you're going to get the Cybertruck.
I did pre-order the Cybertruck.
So
what did they? So
that's
pretty
soon. Well,
yeah, I think that
is it 2021 or 2022?
I think it was next year. Let's see. 2021. Let's see if there's any Cybertruck news.
Should I get the Roadster?
I don't know.
Probably not.
I kind of want a Rivian, to be honest with you.
I love the Rivian.
The Rivian looks incredible.
It's so, like, the truck, like, it's just got that, like, truck look and feel, but it's all electric. I love the Rivian. I think I was the one who kind of, Justine, look at this Rivian. What's up? You got any influence over there? What's up, Justine?
I just want a Ford Raptor. Still.
Well, this is like an electric version of it, I feel like.
That's exactly. I want a truck so bad.
I think Ford made a new announcement yesterday.
Really?
About their F-150s.
Oh, well, let me do a quick search.
I think. Yeah.
I just went to Ford.com.
Okay. Yes, Justine. And okay, now you typed in food. Okay. You typed in food.com.
Well, let me tell you what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, ooh. Hybrid power, amazing sleeper seats, and a generator?
Ford 2021. Ford F-150, yeah, hybrid power, amazing sleeper seats. Oh,
I've always been a really big fan of Ford. They were also one of the first like vehicle companies that really started working with influencers.
Went to Detroit. Remember that?
I remember.
I went to the Ford. Oh my gosh, it was so good. Did you guys know that Detroit in like January is really, really cold? Yeah. And I went and like I toured the Ford factory and got to see like how they made all like the trucks and the vehicles. And it was actually very, very fascinating. Justine is drinking, but also drinking excited.
New unique features include first hands-free driving system, 12-inch screens, and over-the-air updates as well. It's promising its hybrid model will deliver both great performance and fuel efficiency.
I'm super into it. I like it.
God, it looks cool. Really good.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I like the look of the Raptor. It's just, I freaking love it. Like we took that thing. Oops, sorry. Whoa. I set my drink down. Was it Thanksgiving last year?
Yeah, it was.
We took this thing off-roading and it was the most fun that I feel like I've had since. I don't think I've had as much fun ever.
It was in Johnson Valley where it's basically where you can, it's just all this open path and like dirt and like people take like their dirt bikes and they do jumps there.
I think they shoot a lot of car commercials and I think they actually shot.
I'm pretty sure they may have actually shot the Raptor or like a Ford commercials there. It's just so nice because it's like out in the open. And that is when we saw that insane moon coming over the hill. Do you remember that?
So picture this. It's the middle of the night.
It's like 8 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, we were doing Astro Super. It was like
you're 8 p.m. Okay, it wasn't that late. Picture this. It's really dark. The sun had gone down in the middle of the desert. And we see this just glowing ball over the mountains. Like we didn't even, like it looked like a flying saucer.
We were concerned that like something was on, we're like, is something on fire? Because it was this brown ball. We're like, what? Not like brown, but it was like a blazing ball. And we're like, what is that?
And then finally we're like,
that's the moon? But the moon was so big and we were just all like, oh my gosh, like what are we seeing? And then once it, you know, came up a little bit more, we're like, okay, this makes sense.
I was pretty impressed.
It was a wild time. That is something I'll never forget. Anyway.
So I want a truck what I'm saying. So Cybertruck, whatever the truck is. I forgot I was looking up Cybertruck news and then I started looking up food.
That's my bad. I told you about
Tesla faces criticism of Elon Musk in bid to bring Cybertruck factory to Texas.
Huh? Oh.
Musk reads Tesla Cybertruck pre-order soar. There's a lot of Cybertruck random clickbaity news. So either way, I did pre-order one. I accidentally pre-ordered two. Can you believe that? I have a problem.
Well, the good news is it's like what, like $100?
Yeah, I canceled it. But okay. I sometimes order two of things by accident. Oh. I don't know how it happens.
All the time.
I ordered two
all the time.
Back to these face masks.
Oh my gosh, yes, you did. All the time. It's like, oh, hey, I got you this. I'm like, did you get me this or was it an accident? You're like,
oops.
It was an accident, but, you know, I don't even know. What was one? There was one time you bought like 8 laundry baskets.
Oh, okay, well, that was because I thought that there was only one in there. And it turns out there were several in the box.
Did you accidentally get two of those like toy cars one time too?
Yeah, there was the
I-8. The I-8, the toy.
We wanted to get the dog a motorized car, like... You know,
but you ordered two of them.
I think what happens is I will add the thing to my cart. I'll have a second guess. I close the window and then like, okay, yeah, I'm going to get it. And then I go back, add the thing again. And then I hit checkout.
I'm trying to think what the most ridiculous thing was.
No, there was something really dumb.
I remember one time you added like 40 movie tickets. you're buying movie tickets. They're like, why is this so expensive? I go, well, you have 40 in your basket. I was like, we need like four. And
I'm like, oh, she has hit the microphone very hard. She hit it so hard. Wow.
I'm in timeout.
These sounds are great.
They're great.
We can do whatever we want.
I can't remember what this one does. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. Wait, what's this one? Oh. I've just hit them all. Now what?
Turn them off.
Oh, no. Now
No, they turned themselves off. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry for what you've heard.
Well, if you're driving, you're probably very distracted right then. Okay, yeah. So we were talking about ordering two of things.
The Cybertruck is also bulletproof, supposedly. Jenna had a smirk.
I'm smiling and... Okay, I'm just...
We were going to take it to the desert and test it. Well, yes, because we need to make sure that I want to do a thorough test.
Okay. I mean, hey, it's your car. I don't care what you do with your money.
What else did we want to talk about today? I feel like there was something else. Oh, this was also something that Tyler was talking about that he mentioned would be interesting for us to chat about. Thanks, Apple Tyler. Bringing touchscreen back to the next iPhone because of face masks. Please, can you do that? Can we do that?
I miss it.
I actually do. When I started using the SE, I was like, wow, this is nice.
Yeah.
It's fast. It's faster.
It is fast. I mean, when people are like, oh, yeah, Face ID, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. It's fine. It's great. But
I like touch. I like it too. Even on the new Samsung, like the in screen, it works. It's great.
I'm aboard the in screen. Like, how much of an inconvenience is that? Like, why would that be?
Well, and also, I almost feel like the fingerprint is faster because I feel like that slight swipe up is actually, it takes more time than if you just pick up your phone.
Yeah.
And you would just pick it up and touch where you need to be and just turns on. I kind of
wish what has the one in the back?
The Pixel's my favorite.
Pixel, yeah.
It's a perfect location for your pointer finger.
Or like, what if you could do, I don't really know.
What don't you know?
It's just something else. I feel like there has to be something else that someone has.
Iris scanners?
No, because that's still kind of like Face ID type of thing.
Yeah.
These glasses are really hurting my ears.
I think the headphones are also hurting my ears.
Everything is hurting my head.
I'm going to take my headphones off. Should I take my headphones off? Okay, yeah, let's take a break.
I'm in a lot of pain.
I mean, I actually have to actively take off my contacts, them out so that I can put these glasses on. Like what are we doing?
The headphones were jamming into my...
It's okay. This is still... We're still... Oh, gosh, that feels nice. Oh, my glasses are off. Wow, it's comfy.
When you come home and you take your face mask off after a long day outside in the real world.
Or like when you used to wear jeans and you would you would take your jeans off and put your jammies on.
I looked at my jeans the other day and audibly scoffed. I went, ugh.
That was two scoffs. I scoffed as well. Ugh.
Anyway.
What else can we talk about? I'm going to check my email, see if there's logged in.
Justine.
I'm excited to test out Big Sur.
Have you heard that iOS 14 wallpaper looks like a butt?
Well, if you turn it sideways, it might look maybe look a little.
I wanted to talk about.
You like butts and you will not lie?
Sure.
No one can deny.
I have been sitting on mine a lot. Not going to lie about that.
Me too.
What is your favorite iOS 14 feature that's new?
Have you tried Tap Back?
Yes.
Okay.
I have two taps Home, three taps Spotlight.
I forget what I set them as.
Cool. You must really like it. Have you tried? Okay. I don't think it's new. It's the Magnify.
That's not new.
It's not new, but I have triple click. So if you triple click, I just turned my phone off. It's my old phone. That's not your old phone. Triple click. It opens up Magnify. It's super helpful. We should tell our parents about it.
Yeah, we should actually. They would probably like that.
Because they're always like, when you're at restaurants and now that we're old, we kind of do it too. You put your flashlight on. It's super helpful. But another feature is the accessibility.
Yeah, we were just talking about this because there was a fire alarm going off when we just started recording this. And then we're talking about the accessibility of sound recognition.
It's pretty cool. I turned it on for Maddie, our dog. And I was like, I know he's going to bark because I was expecting a delivery. And I heard his little yapping beak. It's like, And so I went up there and I was recording my phone with my other phone. And it's like your sound recognized bark.
Do you think it would recognize my bark? Where's your phone?
I don't know.
You don't know where your phone
Where's
is?
Where's your
phone? Where's your phone? Wait, should I find my phone? Okay, let me find
we
the phone.
We don't have to do this for a podcast.
No, we do. We're doing this for the podcast. You guys
but
don't go anywhere.
They can't
don't
see me.
Don't go anywhere. Don't
where you? Are you going?
I gotta find my phone. Your phone. Where's your phone? Talk to them.
Oh my gosh.
Talk
it,
to them.
Well, why don't I get it? Downstairs.
Downstairs
on my nightstand. Okay, she's not going downstairs. Would the, okay, so my sister, Justine, has it, okay, they can hear you because you're still talking.
Yeah, but they might not be able to hear me.
She can bark like a dog, and it's very, very alarming, confusing, and with the new iOS accessibility feature, you can turn on alerts for dog sound, water. I tried the water. Oh. It worked. Smoke alarm, fire alarm, doorbell, a knock. So
it's really cool.
It's a really, really, really cool and practical feature, actually. So Justine's going to see if...
Where is it at?
So it's an accessibility sound recognition. Turn it on.
Sounds. Okay, so now I'm turning on dog. Okay, so okay, do I just like set my phone down?
Okay.
Just by set it down.
Yeah.
Do I, just set it down.
Just set.
Okay, I'm getting nervous, though, because...
You don't need to get nervous.
Do you think it'll pop up if I have my phone on like this?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to get too close to the mic. I'm nervous.
All right, she's nervous.
I haven't done this in a while.
Well.
Okay, ready?
It takes a second.
It does? Do you think it... Oh, it worked! A dog sound has been recognized that maybe a dog me! Would that mean I'm the B word?
Do you get it? It was a joke. Oh, it's not funny, is it? Okay.
Oh,
my
look
goodness.
This is incredible. So I am...
Feel like there's a baby crying. You want to try to be a baby?
Okay. We need Bryn, our sister's baby. Man, that child cried like something I've never heard in my life.
Those are some serious, serious cries.
Okay.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to cry.
Did you turn it on?
Yeah.
Okay. Let it be known I do not like that.
I don't like it either.
I do not like it.
Oh my God, is it not a baby crying? It's because I'm an adult crying.
I hit the button.
Which button did you?
The drums. I don't.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna do a door knock.
Okay.
Oh my God, they're shouting. Let's turn on shouting.
Absolutely not. You know how frequently that would be going off?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Door knock. Ready? That is like. That's. You're just knocking.
That's a door knock. What do you think? Who knocks that loud?
Everybody knocks that loud. When you knock on a door, how loud do you knock?
I literally don't go anywhere now. And I don't, there's doorbells.
You're right. Okay, well, the dog one worked. Crying baby, knocking.
This is still beta
testing. Beta.
This is still beta. We don't know, but.
Okay.
I mean, this isn't something that I would be like.
Well, this is mostly for, I think it would be great for like the deaf community.
No, for sure. I'm like any, like hearing impairment, like, but I'm saying is I wonder if there's any precautions that they already have. Like this would be a really good backup. But would you want to potentially risk your life depending on this?
No, I mean, I feel like...
Like a smoke alarm, fire alarm, like...
I mean, a lot of those have, you know, like lights
or true.
Like different types of indications. But this is great. I love what Apple has been doing as far really as good. Accessibility goes. And I feel like they have a lot of really great collaborators as well. So it's like when people recognize something that needs to be fixed or there's an issue, like... They are on
like, how do we do it? Which brings me to the Translate. Have you tried the Translate?
No, did you?
Yes, I did. Justine, you have to watch my latest video. I asked, where is the bathroom? And they said, ¿Dónde está el baño? And I was like, well, I knew that one. But what's really cool about the Translate app is you can click on words. So say you're like, okay, where is the bathroom? And they tell you in Spanish. You can click on baño and it'll tell you, it'll bring up like basically like the definition of it and like how you use it and the verbs and the tense. And it's just, it's a really, really cool feature. And they have what, 11 languages right now, which I'm sure they'll be updating. Jenna has to go.
How do I make it play it? I want you guys to hear what. Oh okay. Here we go.
It's listening
to us. Okay. So I have the English translation is Jenna has to go potty. The German is Jenna muss in top.
Why would you do German?
I don't know. That's a tough but I like German.
I love it too. It's just very hard. I don't know.
Very hard language to speak.
Well, so is English. Okay, like English is such a silly language. Think about it. You spell. I just spit everywhere because I'm so upset. Like live, life,
and live,
It's just there's so many different words.
It's true.
That are like the same.
How do I get this to read?
I don't know.
Did it read for you?
Well, hold it in and say,
okay.
Jenna has to go potty.
Jenna has to go potty.
Jenna muss ein Töpfchen gehen.
Okay.
That was instant.
Jenna has to go potty.
Jenna muss ein Töpfchen gehen.
Where's the bathroom?
Where's the bathroom? Because Jenna has to potty. Has the body. Oops.
Jenna has the body.
Jenna has the body.
Well, now they are alerting the authorities.
Why is it not playing?
I don't know, Jess.
Oh my gosh, it saves all of these.
Oh boy. Well, it's still in beta.
Oh, this is incredible.
Oh boy.
Jenna has to potty, so where is the potty? It doesn't know potty. Does it not know potty?
It's not really.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, bathroom.
Yeah, okay. Jenna has to go to the bathroom. Where is the bathroom?
You said it laughing.
I'm sorry.
You're giving a very bad demonstration.
It's a bad demonstration, but Translate is pretty great and is still in beta. And it's really cool, though, because it is offline, so it will be an offline thing. So these conversations aren't stored in the cloud. That's all I've got to say about that.
And like, if you are traveling and you don't have service or data, you can, I'm assuming it's probably already downloaded, much like Google Translate.
I will never forget. Do you remember, actually, speaking of Ford, when we went to...
Yeah. We went to Madrid.
We went to Madrid for this Ford event. We raced cars. That's where we met Justin Bell.
Do you remember that I beat all of the records except for the one that was eco-friendly?
Raggy. Yeah, Jenna was like a race car driver. She was like cruising around.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, you did a great job, except you did not save the environment. And I was like, oh, shoot.
Shoot.
Do you remember when you were...
Focus? Was it Ford Focus?
Ford Focus?
Ford Focus something. Or it was Ford Focus.
I think so. My favorite thing is when it was parallel parking and you were driving. You're like, did you know you had to hit the brake? And I'm like,
nobody told me. Like, well, it was supposed to park itself, which it did, but you had to hit the brake.
I was like, hit the brake. I'm like, you're like, why would I hit the brake? It's parking itself. I'm
nobody.
Like, well, technically, it's parking itself, but you gotta hit the brake.
Nobody told me.
Well, anyway, that's something.
Wow. Can you believe I'm gonna get a haircut? So during quarantine, when it first happened, I started filming a vlog. Day one, day two, day three. I mean, I probably made it to day 50. And then I go, I'm going to stop acting like this is something that's weird.
This is the new norm.
Because this is the new normal. And I just stopped.
You would have had 110 day vlog by now.
Let me see how many days.
It's been over 100 days.
How many days has it been since March 20th?
It was 98 days ago.
I started March 11th.
Well, yeah, but I mean, when it technically closed. Technically? Because I started, I think it was like the day before my birthday. So,
okay. Yeah,
I probably stopped around day 50. So then I never posted the video.
So it's 100 for you tomorrow.
Yeah, for you today.
Yes. I was like, for me today? Yeah, it's very, very interesting. I mean, here's the thing. Like, we're still in the first wave and things are not getting better.
I mean, Los Angeles has the most?
Well, I think Florida today.
Surpassed them?
Yeah. So it's just getting worse and worse, but...
I just think people need to take just extra precautions, you know? I mean, if you don't have to go somewhere, don't. Wear your mask, wash your hands. The last podcast, we were talking about how doctors wash their hands, and Jenna told me to look...
Have you watched the video or the TikToks?
Well, I didn't know which ones you were watching, but I watched one where this guy basically... Like, it was just wild.
Well, there was the one, it was like a demonstration, so it was like not like a lotion, but like a clay, mm-hmm. and like showing how you wash it, and like if you don't wash certain places, then it wouldn't be covered. So just showing like how they wash it so that it covers like every part of your hand and like your wrist and like really gets everything. I want to talk about phone soap.
Okay.
Because I have been using my phone soap. So phone soap is basically like, it's
UV.
Funny when you say phone soap with people like, you know, it's like a soap for your phone. But it's like a little container, you know, you can fold it open and it's full with like UV and you put your phone in there, you close it. And what, like 10, 15 minutes, it'll sterilize your phone. I've been putting my iPhone, I've been putting my Apple Watch, I've been putting my keys in there.
Did you see they even have the big iPad version that was like a pre-order?
They also have, our parents said that they got these like wands, which you can use on top of things. So it's very, very interesting, except everything now is basically sold out.
Yeah, look at this. Oh my God.
What is that?
So they also have the regular, that ships before July 16th.
They have them now, but they have the wireless charging, so you can be phone soaping and charging. I do not have that version.
What is this? Air soap?
Air soap?
Oh, can I put my body in it? I don't know. It's $390.
It's an air purifier.
Guess what I just ordered?
Another air purifier? Did you get a Dyson?
I got the Dyson one.
Did you get the one I have?
I don't know.
Why didn't you ask?
It was like I was falling asleep, and I was like, I need an air purifier. So I was half asleep. And I ordered, let me see which one I ordered, see if it's the same one.
I was helping our friend Sean pick out a Dyson fan for like 3 weeks.
So
he would text me, like, what do you think about this one? And there's so many different Dysons. And I'm like, well, okay, this one has this, this one has this. But now they actually came out with a new one, which is also a humidifier.
Okay, I think that's what I bought.
Oh, now I'm jealous.
I think this is it. This one right here. Is this it?
Purifying.
No, wait. No, because hold on a second. Which one do you have?
So I have the Dyson Pure Hot and Cool Cryptomic.
Oh, wow.
Cryptomic.
I was honestly half asleep. Like I woke up from like a slumber and I was like, and I just for some reason had this urge to order a Dyson air purifier.
There's definitely one that now is new and has a humidifier as well. So I'm like,
I think that's what I got. I think that might be
what I got. They're pretty expensive. It is expensive. I mean, it's an investment. What's really cool is that I can actually, well, let me show you my app. I can pull up the Dyson app and it will tell me what type of like particles it is collecting. Like right now it's saying that it is good air quality. It'll tell me like the PM10, the PM2.5.
What does that mean?
It's just like the particle size or like the VOC. NO2. Oh, that NO2 is high. It's spiked.
Why? Is that because I came in?
The temperature got hot, probably because you're here.
Look at me.
The
spicy.
Humidity. It's really cool. What's funny is watching the air quality change. So I'll open the door sometimes. I have it downstairs in my office in my room. Mm-hmm. And if I open the door, there'll be a huge spike because it's taking in like all of like the pollution and pollen from the outside world. And the one day I was very concerned because it was a very, very serious spike. And I was really? Like, what happened? And I left my door open for a long time.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Look, Dyson Pure Humidify and Cool. That has to be the new one. It's got to be.
Humidify and Cool. Does it have heat as well?
I don't know, but I really wanted this for like the gym area because I feel like
you don't need heat.
Well, no, but I really like the cool factor. Hold on. We have a pause. What's wrong?
Oh, 10 minutes.
What does that mean?
To an hour.
Oh my God, I was worried. I'm like, what happens in 10 minutes?
The world implodes.
Although, look at this. I ordered this last night and it is already on its way. Like, I'm going to have this tomorrow. Do you want to come over and see it?
Kind of, yeah, because I really want. Oh man, I'm so jealous.
Dude, I didn't even know.
Get one, but
I didn't even know it was new, but I thought this was the one that you had. It's really, really neat. It has cooling. Humidifier.
I know. I was looking. I got an email and I'm like, but I
you
just bought
email?
This one a couple months ago and like, I don't want to spend another $800-$900.
So I had been using, I don't even remember what it was called. Remember?
Molecule.
The Molecule. So I kept getting ads for this on Instagram. Like just
Facebook, Instagram,
everywhere.
They were targeting you, which is funny because now I get them from Molecule.
So I ordered originally the larger Molecule one, which is great because it looks really nice.
It does.
So it's like this big kind of cylinder. It has like a really cool little like handle, like a leather handle. I don't think it's real leather, but the handle was what sold me.
So can you track, like does it have an app? Like can you see what's happening?
You can. And there's also the Molecule Air Mini, which I have in my bedroom, which is really nice. Like it's really small and it's like a nice little nightstand thing. So I just feel like there's just so much pollution.
There's a lot, especially like we live in LA. Like yeah. Just the pollution and I have really bad allergies. So I got mine too, like for allergies. So I basically just have it like full blast at night, just like blowing on my face. It's, you know, I still wake up. My eyes are kind of swollen.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's doing something.
I think the dog just needs a bath, like a real good.
He needs a
scrub.
He's
so bad right now, but I'm excited to try out this new Dyson one. I mean, the one that we got our parents, which one was that
one? Same one that I have. Yeah. Cause our mom gets cold.
Yeah,
it has
the
heat.
I don't think this one has heat, but it has the cooling, which is why I thought it'd be great for sort of like my upstairs gym area. So
yeah, you don't need the heat.
No.
Yeah. I wanted the heat because my office gets really cold, mm-hmm. and that means I get really cold. So I just have the heat like blasting on me. So far, I've only used it twice for the heat. The cool was nice too. Well,
these molecules are also expensive.
Do they have heat or cool?
Or no.
Is it just a purifier?
Just a purifier.
Whoa.
So this one is, the Molecule Air is $800. The Mini is $499 as well. So it's expensive.
That is expensive.
But they also have a nice little subscription thing too, so you don't have to worry about like whenever your filters will be needing changed. They just will set up. It looks so good.
I think the Dyson, there's like an alert or like a light or something it'll tell you. And like it has an app.
Look at this. There's an AirPro RX for medical use.
This is how she gets tricked into buying things.
Oh boy. Well, originally, I think we shot a video about this and then.
Oh yeah.
I don't think
a
I ever purchased
it. Things kept going wrong.
Did we ever edit that, Tyler? Do you know
the Molecule?
No. Tyler, yeah. Did we ever edit that one? The Molecule, do you remember that? Remember we shot that, the air filter video like a year ago?
Oh my God.
Yes, there's so many videos that we forgot about because we needed to film the second half of it. there were some things I wanted to do a follow up.
Yeah, I don't. You never did that.
I remember
something kept going wrong when we were unboxing it.
No,
oh,
you unboxed,
I unboxed it.
It.
So I was That's what went wrong with it.
I was gonna do an unboxing, and Jenna's like, "Oh, I like she was being nice."
To be fair, all I did was take it out of a cardboard box. I didn't actually open it.
No, she didn't. But she was trying to be nice and like clean up, and she unboxed it. I was like,
I took it out of another box, so like I didn't. I don't actually remember.
I don't remember either. I think
I'm pretty
sure
I just took it out of the box.
You took it out.
Not
you
like unboxed. I didn't take it out of like the shipping box.
Here's the
thing. I took it out of that.
They don't care.
They don't care. You brought it up.
They do. But now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, they don't care.
What do you guys think about air filters? I like them.
We've been talking about them for a long time. I'm just looking at the bike that is in your living room right now. So during quarantine, I realized that I'd never ridden a real bike before.
Wait, what?
Like, no.
What?
Well, I mean, we got these specialized electric bikes, but it's like a real bike first. And Jenna is now getting the dog. She is scooping him up. Oh, he looks beautiful.
Well, hi, buddy. If you guys can't see, there is now a 15-pound white poodle Floof. He's a poodle Bichon Chihuahua.
He smells.
Apso. He smells like pee. Do you want to sing that song? He has a song. Poodle Bichon Chihuahua Lassa Apso.
We're trying
about dogs.
We're trying to get to an hour. I think did we do it yet?
Honestly, we haven't. He's so
I don't
hot.
Have anything else to talk about, I don't think. And
don't
I'm starting either. To sweat.
Yeah.
Do we end this now?
We can talk about nothing. We can save it all for next week's episode of Same Brain.
What kind of new equipment do you think we'll have by next week? So here's the problem is what?
Oh.
What's wrong? I don't know. I have so many plans for this podcast, but like, I don't even know what I'm doing at this point.
Well, Justine, we're going to work through some things and we're going to figure it out, but there's always new things to talk about.
There is new things to talk about. I mean, we've talked about like, nothing
we talked about air quality.
I basically just been drinking my yerba all day.
I drank mine before the show started and I had to put water in it.
It's a really great story. Spilled all over me, you hog.
There seems to be something wrong with my mouth or my straw.
Well, if you guys want to leave us any suggestions for some things that you would like to hear us talk about next week, or if you have any other feedback, all of the negative feedback, you can tweet it to us on Twitter so you can let us know, but you only leave positive feedback.
No. Yeah.
I keep wanting to call it the iTunes store.
I hit the microphone again. I hit the wrong button.
We had to take our headphones off because they hurt.
Yeah, they hurt. So I don't know what's
but
happening.
I'm excited.
But thank you guys. Yeah, we appreciate all the feedback.
I do have a lot of gadgets and lots of podcasting gear that I've been looking at, like trying to figure out a cool room to turn
ooh,
into
shopping.
The pod, like my old unboxing studio. I think we're going to turn that into podcasting room.
Okay.
I mean,
well, right now we're sitting in my kitchen.
We are. Yeah. Well, yesterday we were sitting. Was that yesterday? Oh my God. When was that?
A couple days ago.
I'm not even sure.
Anyway,
sweating.
This is a work in progress, and thank you guys for joining us on this journey.
I think this is some good motivation for a lot of people who just want to start doing something. You
just
have
do
to do it.
So where's our merch?
I am working on I'm working on the mugs.
Same Brain mugs coming to you whenever we do it.
Well, I have this logo that I found, but it's just like a piece of clip art, but it's so incredible that I love it so much.
It's pretty great. So, all right, guys. Well, let us know what you want for next week. We are welcoming all of the lovely reviews. We will be reading them each episode.
We will. Oh,
it'll be
gosh.
Fun. Tweet us, Justine. Justine. I'm Jenna Ezerick.
And you can check us out on Discord. I'm going to make a podcast section there so you guys can discuss all things podcast or any other news things that you guys would like to see. I love Discord.
It's pretty great.
It's funny because like half the time I'm just on there like reading what people are talking about and just creeping.
I'm lurking.
It's fun.
All right, guys. Well, this is going to be it for episode 4 of Same Brain. We will see
episode
you again
four. Oh my
next
God. Episode
week.
Episode 5 next week, next Saturday. Bye.
Bye.